It's All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. Good evening, I'm Peter Payette. A group opposed to new coal-fired power plants being built in Michigan is taking its case to electric co-op members. Cooperatives, such as Cherryland Electric, are under contract to buy their power from a wholesale distributor, in this case, Wolverine Power Supply. Wolverine is proposing a new coal plant in Rogers City. Tom Karras is with the Michigan Energy Alternatives Project. He thinks co-op customers aren't getting a complete picture of the Rogers City project from their utility. So he started a new website, coopconversations.org. Karras explained to Bob Allen that Cherryland customers can go there to see how co-op members in other states are pushing for greener energy. That's Tony Anderson, manager of Cherryland Electric Cooperative in Traverse City. He spoke with Interlochen Public Radio's Bob Allen.
They can find some case histories from other parts of the country. See what has taken place, whether it's in Texas or Georgia, or there's a very interesting scenario that's playing out right now in Montana, where for a number of years, a generation transmission cooperative like Wolverine just bulled forward trying to get a coal plant built. And even after one of the distribution co-ops had to sue to get out of the contract with them, they finally decided, you're right, coal plant's not a good idea. We're going to go with a combination of natural gas and wind. But the real problem was that $40 million of members' money was spent chasing an ill-fated proposal.
Do you know how much of Cherryland money has been put into the Rogers City project so far?
No, I don't. I'd certainly like for them to be able to tell the members.
What are the arguments that you're making to people who would go to this website, say they are electricity consumers or customers of Cherryland, for example? What do you want them to do?
We want them to get educated. We want them to be able to look at the other side of the story and then come up with some information or make some decisions on their own. What is, I think, of prime importance is for people to look out for their pocketbook. The energy that's going to be coming out of this coal plant is going to be much more expensive than what folks are paying for right now. That's one of the pieces of information that we've been trying to get out of Wolverine as to what they expect, one, the cost of this plant to be, and the cost of the electricity coming out of the plant to be. We've done our own financial analysis by a national expert, and Wolverine or Cherryland has yet to refute why that analysis is wrong.
And what does your analysis say?
We're saying 17 to 19 cents a kilowatt hour is going to be the cost of electricity to the public coming out of that plant. Most people now are probably paying 7 to 9 cents a kilowatt hour. So it's a more than doubling of the rates.
And you're saying neither Cherryland nor Wolverine has disputed that report?
They have not. They've said that it's wrong, but they have not taken the time to say why it's wrong.
And why do you not trust the analysis that Wolverine does? I mean, they're sinking a lot of money into this new plant, potentially, and they do pretty extensive economic analysis of how this is all going to make sense or if it's going to make sense. And why do you think that they're getting it wrong somehow?
Because they're somewhere along the line, there is some other vested interests that are being protected.
What do you mean by that?
Let's just start with the cost of the plant. In 2006, it was estimated at $1.2 billion. Now, we've seen coal plants in other parts of the country that started out at that same estimate end up at between $3 and $4 billion in when the costs were reviewed. You could, if Wolverine wanted to present as clear a picture as possible to their members, they would give updated estimates as to the cost of this plant. So they've been very good at giving one side of the story, and that in itself raises suspicions.
And do you have any plans to take any kinds of questions or demands or anything like that to the local cooperative?
Well, we would like to end this up or to aim this at the June 10th annual meeting that Cherry Land very graciously hosts at Werfel Park. And to get enough people to show up there, if we can reach a quorum, we will be able to introduce resolutions and vote on them. They probably will not be binding, but that's the first step in showing the leadership of the co-op that there might be another tack that the members would like to take. And then there's also, at every annual meeting, is the opportunity to vote for new members on the board of directors. The democratic process is supposed to be one of the benchmarks of being a member in a cooperative.
That's Tom Karras with the Michigan Energy Alternatives Project. He's put up a new website to try to reach customers of energy cooperatives. It's called coopconversations.org. That's co-op with a hyphen, co-op conversations.org. We also asked the manager of Cherryland Electric Cooperative, Tony Anderson, to respond to some of the points raised by Tom Karras. Karras maintains that in its monthly publication, Cherryland sort of plugs away at the notion that there's not much choice in terms of needing a new coal plant to fill all its energy needs, and that renewable sources like wind and solar are more expensive and won't replace solar one-to-one. Tony Anderson says that is their position, but he also says Cherryland, through Wolverine Power, will use a mix of renewable sources plus energy efficiency, not just coal.
We own the biggest wind farm in the state of Michigan right now. Well, I shouldn't say own it, but Wolverine buys the power from the biggest wind farm in the state of Michigan. It's the Harvest Wind Project in the Thumb. And that power is more expensive than coal-fired power. And those 32 wind turbines, they only turn 25% of the time. We need the coal as a baseload supply that there is there 24/7. If we don't build Rogers City, we're going to be forced to buy baseload generation on the open market. And that is going to be baseload coal generation from old coal plants. We want to get away from the market and the fluctuations and the high prices that we're going to be susceptible to there, and we want to move towards a clean coal plant that provides clean energy efficiently for many years to come, and thus we will be replacing our present dirty coal facilities that we use on the open market.
So it seems like the main thrust of this new website that this group has put up is that they feel that they're not getting the whole story from Cherryland, for example, in its County Lines publication. How would you react to that?
I think we present all sides of the story. If you go through and read all our issues, we've addressed this issue multiple times, multiple different ways, and been upfront and honest and answered every question.
Have you tried to answer the question of how much this might cost or what it might do to rates or anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. And the answer to that question is, I need a clean air permit. Once I get that clean air permit out of the DEQ, then I have a reason to analyze those costs. And we will analyze those costs and make a business decision whether we proceed. Just because I get that clean air permit doesn't mean the plant's going to be built. It means we now have the ability to look at it financially over the long term. And we just, over and over again, we've answered this question that we simply feel we're wasting our money if we do that without the air permit. It just makes no sense.
That's Tony Anderson, manager of Cherryland Electric Cooperative in Traverse City.